sweetness of our southern trees.
All right, so again, my name's Barry Keim. I serve as the state climatologist. I'm at LSU, home of the national champion Fighting Football Tigers. So we're happy about that. Yeah, that's definitely worth some applause. I'm part of the Society for State Climatologists. I also run a NOAA research program called the Southern Climate Impacts Planning Program. I guess I need to advance my slides too. I guess I do that from here. Gotcha. And I also work very closely with the Southern Regional Climate Center, which is also a NOAA-funded program at LSU. So I just wanted to start this out here with just an anatomy of a freeze event. And what we're looking at, this is the freeze event from December of 1989. I'm sure many of you who were alive back then remember this thing very well. Bottom line is we start off with this manufacture of cold air. This is a surface weather map. This is 500 millibars for December 20th. So we have this manufacture of extraordinarily cold air up in the north, in this case up in northwestern Canada and in Alaska. And eventually that cold air is going to start to move off into some direction. And in this case, it slides on off into toward the Great Plains of the United States. Here you can see it's nested in southern Canada. Here we're actually on the Great Plains. And by the time we get to December 23rd, we have this dome of high pressure, which in winter is where cold air is located. And it's situated here in the central part of the country. And here we're just driving these northerly winds all along the Gulf Coast, bringing some extraordinarily cold temperatures. And I'll show you some examples of what that looks like. And if you look up at the 500 millibar level, we have a little bit of a ridge to the west, but a trough to the east, which just gradually gets deeper and deeper. So we have a pretty high amplitude trough, and the jet stream actually runs right along the southern edge of that very steep gradient. So Louisiana's on the poleward side of that advancement, on the poleward side of the jet stream, and we brought some of the coldest air that we've had here in about a century to the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. So what I want to talk about is more about the history of freezes, and I'll get back to that freeze in just a minute and talk about just how severe it was. But just to begin here, what we're looking at, these are freezes in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Since here we are in Baton Rouge, we're looking at freezes with a 32-degree threshold and then with a hard freeze with a 28-degree threshold. And this is for Baton Rouge. And we're looking at the number of mornings, the number of days where the temperature was 32 or below for each winter, going back, in this case, from 1931 all the way through last winter season. So again, this represents the number of days. The upper part of this chart, this would represent 40, which we haven't seen any of those, fortunately. But you can see that this period in the late 50s, early 60s, and the mid-1970s in particular, were a relatively cold time across the eastern United States. We had a lot of freezes across this particular area. And it has tapered off just a little bit, but not as much as you might originally think. And with a 28-degree threshold, hard freezes, much the same pattern. You can see a lot of freezes in the late 50s and 60s, again in the mid-1970s. Then it's kind of tapers off just a little bit. This is the same information for New Orleans. It's a little bit more severe, more pronounced here in New Orleans in terms of what's happening. Here we are looking at the 32-degree threshold. Again, this same pattern of the late 50s and 60s. The 1970s, and it really trails off once we get into the late 1990s to current. Hard freezes, same thing, and it really, really trails off in this particular case. And what's kind of interesting, while I ran some basic statistics for you stat wizards out there, this bottom graphic did represent a long-term trend using time series toward decreasing freezes across the region. And what's really telling to me is comparing and contrasting these last 30 years with the 30 years prior to that. In we're using the 32-degree threshold. You can see we had 175 mornings, 175 days, where the minimum temperature was below 32 over the last 30 years. The 30 years prior to that, we had 484, so more than twice as many. And we have the same issue with hard freezes using a 28-degree threshold. We had 65 over the last 65 days with temperatures below 28 over the last 30 years, and we had 193 in the 30 years prior to that. But this is kind of interesting and kind of telling, where even though we're getting fewer freezes over recent decades, this is showing us the absolute extreme coldest, single coldest temperature that we've received in each of those winter seasons. And again, looking at Baton Rouge on the top, and New Orleans on the bottom, and even though we're getting fewer freezes, the absolute coldest temperature experienced every winter is running about the same. There's certainly no long-term trends. So, I was giving a talk recently to a bunch of ecologists, and in many cases, this absolute extreme temperature is the one that delineates the boundaries for certain species and their migration and so on. And we're not seeing any change in those values. And if you look at this for Baton Rouge, this is the 30-degree threshold that runs along here, and every year has gotten below 30 degrees at least one time. And I'd say the average is probably running in the low 20s. And for New Orleans, this is the same 30 degree threshold. And the last, of the last 8 or 9 years or so, we've had 4 years that have gotten either too freezing or hadn't even dropped below freezing, is what I'm trying to say in this case. But still, there's no real long-term significant trend in either of these data sets. Even though we're getting much fewer freezes, we're still dropping to almost that same absolute extreme coldest temperature. There's a lot of talk about El Nino and ENSO, La Nina, and what impacts that has on freezes. So we did a little study on these events, looking at, this is for New Orleans, looking at the 28-degree threshold and 32-degree threshold. These are, again, your number of days, the number of freezes that you have during El Ninos versus neutral versus La Nina. Again, we've got a lot of spread in these values, but the bottom line is, whether it's a 32-degree threshold, a regular freeze, or a hard freeze, there's really no significant difference in the number of freezes that you have, whether it's El Nino or La Nina or just plain old neutral conditions. And that does make some sense when you look at this chart. I mean, we talk about El Ninos coming here, and the whole Gulf Coast tends to be colder and wetter than normal. And you would think if we're going to be colder than normal, we're more than likely to have a higher number of freezes across the region. Well, that's not necessarily true. And in fact, if you look up at the northern reaches here, the northern tier of the United States and southern Canada and all the way on into Alaska, we're warmer than normal. So if we're colder than normal down here, it's not necessarily coming from Arctic intrusions, or otherwise this would be colder than normal. So what's happening is we're just getting enhanced cyclogenesis in the Gulf of Mexico. We're getting lots of storminess taking place there. We're socked in with clouds. We're getting a lot of rain. And as a result, we're staying cooler than normal for those reasons, and not so much due to Arctic intrusions. It doesn't mean we can't get one at that time of year, but the climatology suggests that, we stay colder, but we don't necessarily get more freezes at that time of year, despite the cooler temperatures. So getting back to the 89 freeze, this is that Arctic outbreak from December 23rd. And again, this is a big dip in the jet stream. The front is already through. This is the front already almost all the way through the Gulf of Mexico. And some of the temperatures that were recorded across Louisiana, Logansport up in North Louisiana dropped down to 0 degrees. And all these other sites are in the southern half of the state, Lafayette down to 9, New Orleans 11, LSU Citrus in Plaquemines Parish got down to 12, New Iberia 9 degrees. So some pretty impressive numbers, 8 degrees here in Baton Rouge. But that's not the coldest temperatures ever recorded here. In fact, if we go back to 1899, this was an event that, again, it looks similar in terms of having this big dome of high pressure. I'm sure it's slumped on through the northern reaches of Canada, worked its way across the Great Plains, driving those north winds along the Gulf Coast. And in this particular event, this shows the temperature profile, where the 0 degree line here in terms of the absolute extreme lowest temperatures extends across here, so across Louisiana, so the northern half of the state all received temperatures below zero. All along the coast, across your sugarcane country, we're in single digits between 10 and zero. And notice even down to the Florida Keys got down into the 40s, which doesn't happen very often. And just to highlight some of the temperatures that played out during this particular event, some really impressive numbers here. Here we are at Milligan, Ohio, got down to minus 39. That is still the state record for the state of Ohio. Clark, Nebraska, got down to minus 47. It is also the state record, still stands since 1899. in Louisiana. New Orleans got down to 7, Baton Rouge down to 2, and Minden, Louisiana, up near Shreveport, got down to minus 16. Minus 16 is still the state record for Louisiana. So we haven't gotten down that low again since 1899. We also have snow associated with these events. I know snow is probably not a big deal for you guys, but I like to highlight this along with the extreme cold temperatures. Well, with that event in February 1899, notice we had anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow across South Louisiana. So all that's what you're seeing in terms of all these numbers here. Had some really high numbers up here along the coast in the Carolinas. And this is an event from 1895, again, associated with snow. And I want you to notice with snow, this is a 20-inch bullseye right here along the Gulf Coast. And so this is anywhere from 5 to over 20 inches. And some of the snow totals, as you can see here, Galveston, over 15 inches of snow. Houston, 20 inches. Rain, Louisiana, 24 inches. That's the greatest 24-hour snow total for the state of Louisiana. That record still stands, I might add. New Orleans, 8.2. Shell Beach. Anybody know where Shell Beach is in here? A few of you? That's in St. Bernard Parish, very near my home in Chalmette. 16 inches of snow. And that's an extremely coastal location. And you know, you can see it kind of tapered off as you move further east from there. But still, Tallahassee picking up a couple of inches of snow is a pretty big deal. This is a picture of Canal Street in New Orleans during this event in 1895. It's actually a postcard. And you can see the streetcars all lined up here on Canal Street. And then this is downtown Houston during this same event where they had 20 inches of snow. So we historically have gotten these big events, freeze events, even you know some snow events. They certainly seem to be getting less frequent, but certainly still possible. So with that, I'll go ahead and stop. And I guess, are we going to take questions? No? Or yeah? If we've got any time for questions, we'll go ahead and do it. Anybody? Are you going to repeat that?
Could you repeat that? Was there a pattern of weather being colder the major freeze?
Not really. There's certainly some persistence in the atmosphere, and you can have a warm winter, you'll be in a certain configuration. The jet stream will be such that you're not going to get very many protrusions of those cold air, those bulges of air that slide off into our area. But the meteorology can change in a heartbeat, and. It doesn't necessarily make you immune, and you know, I've seen some odd, very odd things that take place, so I wouldn't bank on that. Yeah?
The rise of the sea level is affecting Louisiana. In the last 30 years, we saw 107 days or so compared to the previous 160 years. Is there a correlation between the rise of the sea level in the last 30 years and that time?
Well, I mean, if you want to put a climate change spin on it, yes. Basically, with the warmer global temperatures, we can get into all kinds of arguments about what's causing all these things. But with a warmer global climate, we're melting back glaciers. Sea level is rising. It's risen about 7 or 8 inches over about the last 100 years, and it does seem to be accelerating some over the last couple of decades. And so, for that reason. If you want to blame global warming on why we're getting fewer freezes, those two are certainly correlated. I would say they're very likely are. Those are interconnected. Anybody else?
Thank you, Doctor.
Sugar cane, sweet sugar cane. The sweetness of our southern dreams. Fireflies in the jasmine scented breeze. There's a little shade beneath this tree that shields me from relentless heat. An afternoon shower.